409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Also broadcast on the internet. Well, I think all of you have seen the news that Hawaii is number one in the nation for highest cost of living, bad roads, and everything else. Hawaii is number one. How about that? Fantastic. Really amazing. But it's better than being the last place. Being number one, the worst place to live. But it's you, the people of Hawaii, that allow it. People in Hawaii don't get involved. And one of the things is getting rid of activities for seniors and juniors. What I'm talking about is bowling alleys. Bowling alleys was placed for seniors to hang out and in the afternoon for juniors to go bowling and junior bowling leagues. No more. You take away from the community and you end up with what is called as homeless. Homeless problem is because people cannot afford to live here. What upset me a lot, I know this is not automotive, but it's because I was one of the first HCDA board of directors. I got flipped out when I saw the park damaged. Isn't the park supposed to be maintained every day? Somebody's supposed to be there maintaining the park. Why did they allow it to go that far? And now make the taxpayers pay for it? I believe the politicians should pay for it out of their pocket. How's that? Give me a call at 888-5204. 888-5204 is our new number. Okay? So anyway, all road work should be done at night. It's not. On the mainland, across the USA, road work is all done at night. Because those politicians believe in keeping the businesses alive. The road work that's been done all over is hurting businesses. Businesses are closing. They cannot afford it. Who cares? Give me a call at 888-5204. Okay? Anyway, it really bends me out of shape. And I know Steve, Celine Steve says, no, no make noise. Well, no make noise and this is what you get. Who do we have on the line? What happened?
Good.
What's wrong?
Hey, Dean.
Hey.
What's wrong with your phone? Oh, okay.
There's something wrong with my phone. Oh, There was a loud noise, but it's gone now.
Oh, it's gone now. Okay. Anyway, George, I just want to give my weekly call. Yep, the Shell gas is still the best gas to be using. And, you know, with my experience about listening to a show, I get good reception listening online on my computer. Or if I listen to it with a car radio, I see if you're driving the car and the car radio is going, I don't get good reception with stationary transistor radios or, you know, like the radios in your living room.
I don't know.
Yes, but I mean, otherwise, like, you know, on a computer, I can hear, you know, loud and clear the broadcast, or even in the car, even when you're driving in the car.
Well, you're not the only one, Dean. A lot of people don't want to call on the radio, but they call me on the cell and complain. I have lots of complaints. Thanks for the call, though.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Yes, a lot of people call to complain about the reception, this, that, everything else. You know, folks, I have no control on as far as the broadcast quality. All I do is come here and do my thing. The rest of the thing is up to the radio station. So, anyway, it's so sad that people don't get involved. And things keep happening and happening. It's sad. And all road work should be done at night and not inconvenience the people. But it continues. Okay, moving on to engines. Engine knock is because of low octane. You have less and less knocking sound today because of the computer that controls the timing, the transmission, and the engine performance. Now, the computer can only do so much. The rest, what happens is the computer will slip the trans. The transmission will start slipping and wear out the transmission or damage it. And if you don't care about what happens, you don't care about saving money, then keep using it the way you're doing it. Okay? Anyway, I recommend using the Shell Premium. The Shell Premium will save your transmission and engine. Okay? The Shell V-Power 92. Okay, who do we have
now? We have Robert from Waipio.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, George. I have a question I wanted to ask you.
What's that?
You were talking about why the people don't do anything. And I've known, you know, for a long time now, I've lived in Hawaii quite a long time, almost all my life, that the people here are very apathetic and they feel that they can't do anything because we have such a one-party system here. And I think the way they look at it is that when we have an election, if there's nobody else to vote for except for the people that are running, all it takes is one person to vote to get those people in, right? It's not like a number that you have of people that vote for a certain candidate. It's just one person votes for some guy. If nobody else votes in the state for one person, those same people are going to get elected.
That's right.
Unless they get something wrong, isn't that the way it is?
That's right. What happens is the people who are in office have people that want them in there, so they push to vote for that person to stay in. And until the people that really don't like it vote against him, he'll always be the same.
All right, so I have a solution to the problem.
What is that?
If they put in the Constitution, if they had another constitutional convention, they put in the Constitution, if on every ballot for a certain candidate, it was none of the above. Let's say two or three people were running. none of the above wins, then nobody gets in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then, if nobody was elected, and I'm just hoping this could possibly happen, the people in D.C. would say, hey, you guys out in Hawaii, you don't know how to run your state. So it's just like when a bankruptcy happens. You can't do what you need to do, right? We're going to send somebody out, a receiver, they call it, and the receiver's going to take over and run your state so you know how to do it.
Hmm.
So does that sound like a good idea?
Yep. But I think what needs to be done, and Mario Llano, he agrees with this, is President Trump need to audit Hawaii's politics.
There you go.
Yep.
Maybe that's an audit of the system.
Yep.
And it's working. It's not serving the people. It's only serving the party that's in.
Yep.
It's just that old boy network taking care of themselves, and they know they're taking care.
I give you an example. Let me give you an example. To pave a two-lane road, okay?
Yeah.
To pave a two-lane road cost is $150,000. That's what it costs on the mainland.
Okay.
In Hawaii, is $1.5 million.
Something's wrong there.
Really?
Off or something. I mean,
it's way out of shape.
There's some funny things going on. That's the only explanation.
Yep.
Doesn't make sense, you know, so.
Yeah, we ran across this by accident. Yeah. And we ran across this by accident because this guy that does paving on the mainland wanted to know how much it costs to pave a two-lane road, a two-lane street, 1 mile long in Hawaii.
Oh. That's great. Okay.
$1.5 million, and he said, "What? That's ridiculous. On the mainland, is $150,000.
That's amazing. 10 times. That's 10 times.
Yeah, and he said, "How long does it take?" I said, "Well, probably about a year." And he said, "Oh, that's crazy. On the mainland, it's 2 weeks."
Yeah. I always think of that example when they had the first big earthquake, Northridge, about 15, 20 years ago. They redid that entire freeway system in a matter of months.
Yep.
You know, they get everybody out there and they do it.
Yep.
The only thing seen done expeditiously in this state was when Linda Leibold had that problem on the North Shore where they had the collapse of the side over there. Yeah, where, you know, that covered the road, you couldn't drive all the way, you had to drive across the beach, Waimea, to get there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was done in about a month, I'm pretty sure. And so, you know, it was emergency, and she handled that. But other than that, I don't see any emergency being handled. And right now, I'm on the road to Haleiwa, and I have to go by this Turtle Beach, you know, that the traffic creeps by. It's 5 miles an hour. I'm thinking, what about if somebody on the other end of the North Shore has a heart attack and they got to get these ambulances?
Too bad.
Like that, you know? I mean, nobody can get through, but nobody sees this as an emergency. You know, so.
That's sad.
It's crazy what it is. So, anyway, I forgot there was one more thing I was going to ask you about. Oh, well, I don't know what it is. I'll save it for another call.
Okay.
Wait.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah. Yeah, good talking to you, George. Thank you.
Aloha.
Bye. Aloha.
Okay, I think it's break time.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
EnviroClean. It's all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and I'd like to mention that there's more and more scams and stuff going on, and you need to protect yourself. And I recommend this, but it's up to you. It's your money, your identity. Okay? Equifax has exposed probably 2 million people's identities. And you need to protect yourself. And there is something that can help you. Okay? It's called Identity Shield. I recommend getting Identity Shield to protect yourself. If you want to find out more about this, you should call Eileen Hines at 780-780-5000. Okay? And she can explain to you. There's no cost to find out more about it. And trust me, it'll give you total peace of mind. I have it. I have nothing to sweat about identity theft. So I would recommend it highly. Okay? Give her a call and she'll explain it to you. Eileen Hines at 780-5000. Okay? Okay. Anyway, you can give us a call. The new number is 888-5204. Who do we have now?
He got Rolling Bob on the line.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about him. Sorry, Bob.
Oh, yeah?
Sorry.
You know what? I'm going to call you from now on Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
You know, the Kool-Aid guy jumps through the wall. Oh, yeah. Anyway, I just want to send kudos out to the previous caller, because I was saying years ago about the none of the above on a ballot.
Mm.
Except that my answer is, you run another election.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who were on that election, guess what? You don't come on the next ballot.
Good idea.
And then everybody goes, well, what it's going to cost? Anybody in this state tells me anything about what it costs, if the government has to do it, I don't care. But like you said, they spend $1 million paving a road in a street that doesn't need paving.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, have another election. Guess, you know what would happen is people would really be careful when they're running. And you might find that you would have a better quality a person running, because what the politicians know, and that's a broad statement, they're still in, right? You're mm-hmm. in the party. You mm-hmm. get elected, or even if you lose, you're still in.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this. You have consultants to help people run for office, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One consultant knew what he was doing and won the election. But does he get all the business the next year? No, they go back to the same guy. Say, well, I know you lost, but since you ran a good campaign, I want you to run my campaign. Same thing, you know, they're on the committees, everybody.
It's George, a big family.
I got to run for I'm going to run for, mayor. And I'm just going to hook up all my friends. That's going to be my platform. Elect me, I'm going to get you a job with retirement forever.
Mm-hmm.
I probably win. I better be careful. Anyway, on that note, I'll get out of your way. As always, take care of your car, and it'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay. Okay, we have Casey from IAEA.
Hi, Tracy.
Casey.
Hey, how's it, George? I have a question on the tire pressure. I spoke to you a couple of weeks ago. My wife's car got the max 50 PSI on one side and 40 on the other.
Mm-hmm.
And you said to make them all the same.
Mm-hmm.
I went to two different dealerships, and I questioned this, and they said, it doesn't matter, as long as the proper tire size is on the car, you look at the vehicle recommendation, which is the placard inside the door, and that is what you follow. What is your opinion on that?
Well, number one, what knowledge does this person have about tires? How many people that sell tires?
Major car dealerships.
I don't care if they're doctors, lawyers, or Indian chiefs. Unless you know about tires, you don't know anything. I was sponsored for years by Goodyear. I learned about tires through Goodyear.
Uh-huh.
That's where my knowledge comes from. Now, whether the people of Hawaii or the mechanics or tire people want to listen, is up to them. I just say what I learned from my sponsor, Goodyear.
So, what is proper pressure? If one size is max PSI different from the other, what is the proper one? You follow the placard on the door?
What you're saying is you have two different style tires. Now, let me give you an example. If you did drag racing, and your right tire you put on a nice street oval, and the left side you put a drag slick, is your car going to run straight?
No.
Okay, that's an example.
So that would happen if both of those tires had the same pressure of tire in it, of air in it?
No, you're not getting the picture. Okay, if you're going to do, track racing, okay, jogging, and you use bowling shoes on one side and track shoes on the other side, how well will you run?
That's not a good analogy.
You've got to have the same tires on the car.
You have a car, you put a bicycle tire on one side and a racing car tire. That's the wrong analogy.
Two tires match, or they're different brands?
If the tire pressure
different brands.
Matching the size.
You don't mismatch. Okay, if there is a big lawsuit in an accident, the mechanic that put the two different size tires on the car, the different type tires, is liable.
Let me ask you this question. All four tires match. They say max PSI is 50. Car's recommendation is 32. What do you put in the car?
The max
the tire is recommended.
No, you want them...
Tire recommendation or maximum pressure?
The tire manufacturer's maximum pressure.
Okay, so if you put 50 PSI in a tire when it's cold, and now you go driving for an hour and a half on a freeway, and it expands, now what's going to happen? Probably pop like a balloon, wouldn't it?
No. The air hose that pumps the air into the tire is thinner than the tire. It doesn't explode the air hose. The air hose holds...
No. I'm talking about the tire as you're driving on the road, because your tire is going to expand with friction and heat.
Yeah, okay.
So,
you're talking like you have tire knowledge, okay?
I don't have any tire.
I'm telling you what my knowledge... I'm trying to teach you about tires. And this is what I know about tires. Now, manufacturers will not put down the PSI on the side if it had no relevance to how it's going to run. The reason the tire pressure has 44 or 51 or 61 is because of how the tire was designed. The newer designs have a higher tire pressure. The older ones have a lower tire pressure.
So you're saying it's okay to run the maximum tire pressure for that tire and it won't affect when you're running the car and it heats up on the road?
It doesn't affect it. Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. When you're underinflated, if it specifies 44 and you put 32, yes, it's affected. Because then the tire tread will not contact the road evenly. The outer threads will be pushing down harder, and the middle threads will be concaved and not pushing down. That's why if you go to Lex Brody or whatever tire company, look at all the worn out tires. Every one of them, the outer edge is worn out. It's because of underinflated. Now, if everybody ran the right pressure, it'll be equal wear across the tire. That's what it's for. It's the footprint. Because the design of the rim and the tire is totally different from back in the 60s and the 50s. Back in the 60s and the 50s, it was narrow rim, wide tire tread. And that's when you ran low tire pressure, because then it'll be equal. But they found by high speed driving, the tire is not stable. So they went to the high pressure and made the tire stable. Now in drag racing, in top fuel funny car, they used to run 6 pounds air pressure in the back tires. Okay? Today they're running 75 pounds. Because it makes the car more stable, and the response from the starting line is faster and better.
I gotta say that all of your examples is for drag racing. I don't know drag racers.
No. I'm telling you.
All your analogies is all drag racing.
No, I'm telling you what I learned in the tire department. They showed us examples, not on drag tires, but street tires, every tire.
Okay.
And that's why, if you're thinking you're right, then explain to me why the outer threads are the ones that wear out.
After listening to you and listening to two experts at two companies that you mentioned on the air, they disagree with you.
Well, that's fine. I don't know where they get their knowledge from.
I'm trying to get the facts so I can put the right pressure in.
Why don't you go call Goodyear or BF Goodrich and ask them?
I did.
Not here.
Who I spoke to.
Who did you talk to?
I'm not going to drop a name.
On the mainland.
I wasn't even going to mention anything, but since she mentioned the names and you told me to talk to them, I did already.
Locally.
Yeah.
I'm not talking locally, I'm talking national.
One guy when your show was on just now, I just hung up and I called you.
I'm talking national, not local.
You don't put max pressure in.
Oh, well. That's fine. You can do what you want, but this is what I have learned from the tire people. Not local, national.
Okay.
Okay? Thanks for the call.
Alrighty.
Aloha. Okay, it's time for a break.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, but now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And again, I recommend getting Ideal Shield. ID Shield. It shields ID against scammers that break into Equifax and LifeLock and all that stuff. Anyway, I recommend you calling Eileen Hines at 780-5000. Okay? And she'll explain everything. She has all the information, everything. And it's a safety issue for you not to be scammed, okay? And it's total peace of mind. So give her a call. That's Eileen Hines at 780-5000. And ask her if she could explain to you about this scam that's going on with Equifax exposing 2 million identities, okay? Be safe. Okay, anyway, let's move along. And again, I like to explain that my knowledge of everything comes from the manufacturers on the mainland. Okay, and I have seen all the tests that they do and everything. Okay, so whatever I say on the radio has been tested, and we know without a doubt. Okay? And for instance, on the tires, years and years ago, way back, we did a lot of extensive tire testing with low tire pressure, high tire pressure, overpressure tire, everything.
Well, just thinking about it, lower tire pressure makes me think the car won't roll as easily.
Right. It doesn't. Okay? And today, it's sad, but it's true. Everything is about money. What I'm telling you, the people of Hawaii, is not about money. How much money do I make telling you all this? Think about it. How much money? Not even a penny. So if you the people don't want to listen about it, then fine, turn the radio off. Don't listen. Okay? I do my part to try to help you, the people of Hawaii, save money and be safe. Now, on the stopping of any vehicle with a tire underinflated, the stopping distance, and we measured it, we tried it at the same speed, same car, same everything, okay, is 50 feet longer underinflated.
I guess I would have thought it would be the opposite way, because the car rolls easier on a maximum air pressure tire. So I would have thought it takes longer to stop.
No. You see, it's all about what Goodyear put on their commercial years ago about the footprint. Okay? When you're in a panic stop, the tire concaves. It buckles in so you don't get grip on the road. It skids. You're skidding on the outer two threads. 1 inch on each side of the tire skids. So if you see the skid marks, they have dark skid marks on the outer edge of the tire patch, not a solid black rubber. Okay? Now, pushing the car, making it roll from a dead stop, it's easier because you have less resistance. It's at the right tire pressure. And we tested that with a bathroom scale. Hooked up to the car and we push on it. You see how many pounds it takes to move the vehicle. Okay? Now, when the tire is underinflated, it takes more energy to move it. But the safety factor, that is an issue. How fast does it take to stop that vehicle? How fast does it take to turn the vehicle on high speeds? I've done all these tests, so I know for a fact. Now, how many tire dealers or distributors or whatever, people that sell tires, have done and taken the time to do this kind of stuff? None. I did it for two reasons. For my knowledge, and I do work for lawyers when there's a car accident. I have to put it together to see what was the cause of that accident when somebody died who got badly injured. Now, you cannot go into court and say, Goodyear said was this, this, and this. That doesn't hold water. You have to have your facts. Okay? So, I know a lot of cars out there that have mismatched tires. That is a no-no. No. You're asking for trouble. You have to have matched tires, front and rear. Okay? And when I sold tires to people, I always ask them, how fast do you drive? Because there's a speed limit on every type of tire. The average speed limit is around 80 miles an hour on the cheaper tires. Okay? And they never say exactly 80 miles an hour. They say around, because the tire manufacturer don't want to be liable. Okay? It can be lower, it can be higher, but it's around. Okay? Speed rated tires go higher at 120, 140, and up. Okay? You're not going to put an 80-mile-an-hour tire on a Ferrari. No. Right?
Why not, if I'm not going over 80 miles an hour?
Because the car wasn't built for that cheapy tire. The cars were built for the speed-rated tires. You build a Ferrari thinking that your customer will be going accessibly high speeds. Okay? So, anyway.
I need to find that letter from that airplane pilot who said something about tire pressure and on the airplane.
Well, anyway. But the big thing that I'm pushing issue on, and it's coming up Now, when, especially with Celine Steve's Cadillac, it happened twice to him where the tire stem came apart. Okay? The metal tube that goes through the rubber into the tire where you fill air came apart twice.
So how do you fix that?
You don't use the China tire stems. A lot of people, if you don't know where it came from, I highly recommend the metal type tire stem with the nut. It's not rubber. Because the original bulletin that came out years ago was the tire stem was known to fly out of the wheel, causing the tire to go flat instantly. So, because the tire stems were manufactured in China. So a lot of my customers have gone to the metal stem. It's safer. Okay? Anyway, give us a call at 888-5204. 888-5204. Okay? So, anyway. I know a lot of people have different ideas, different thinking. That's fine. Okay? I don't want to argue the point. I'm just telling you my knowledge of tires, my knowledge of brakes. Okay? It's not just because of drag racing. Drag racing have taught me a lot about oil, tires, brakes, clutches, you name it. A lot of manufacturers learn from racing. Not only drag racing, NASCAR, Indy. That's what racing is about. It's like a testing. Okay? Another thing that I'm highly recommending is to get rid of safety check. You the people can do it. Get rid of safety check. Number one. The money you pay for safety check goes to the mechanic that does the testing and checking. Not a penny goes to the state. The state pays for administrative costs, but gets no money. Now, I know you understand that's how the state works. They do a lot of projects that take a lot of money and they make no money. Now, if they were to run business like that, they would go broke. Okay? So anyway, who's next?
We have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, George. You know, this stem thing on the tire?
Mm-hmm.
So then when you change your tire, you have to ask, make sure that the tire itself has the metal stem?
No, that you have to buy on your own.
But how do you put it on?
They put it on. You give it to them and they'll put it on.
Oh, when you buy a new tire.
Yes.
Or can you ask them if they have them?
You can ask them. They might have it.
And you call it a tire stem.
Right. The valve stem where you put air in.
And then does the stem cap have to be metal too?
No.
Does it come with the cap?
It comes with the cap.
Oh, okay, because I don't know if I've ever seen, maybe a long time ago, but always plastic.
Yeah, plastic caps are okay. It's just a safety cap, but the stem is the one.
And what happens if don't have the cap, you don't know where it went? I don't know if somebody stole it or came off or what.
Well, if you don't have the cap, you should put one on. But the centrifugal force, when the tire is spinning, the valve is known to let air out sometimes. Okay?
And you can buy one at a time?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. At any car place?
Tire place.
Wait, what do you mean? What can you buy one at a time?
The cap on a tire place, they give it to you.
Is that what you're talking about, the cap for the tire stamp?
Yeah, the air cap, you go to Goodyear or whatever, they give it to you.
Oh, so when you buy the tire, just ask them.
That you want the metal stem.
Mm-hmm.
The complete metal stem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't want the rubber one.
And then the new stem has a cap.
They all do.
Comes with a cap.
Yes.
Okay, but since my tire has no cap, I don't know, one or two of them, then I have to buy it.
No, you don't have to buy. Just go see Goodyear or somebody. They give it to you.
Oh. Okay.
Okay?
Got to be a tire place, though, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, it's break time.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and again, identity theft is really high. So please, folks, go call Eileen Hines and ask her, explain all of this to you. Her number is 780-5000. She can help you with what is called identity theft. But you can ask her, you know, all the questions you want. Give her a call at 780-5000. Eileen Hines. Okay? Protect yourself. Anyway. Back to the automobile. The newer cars all have electronic throttle. There's no cable. There's no rod. Nothing. No linkage to the throttle. It's all electronically done. From the gas pedal, there's a little switch, and there's an electric motor on the engine that throttles the car. I really don't like it. I mean, for you to get in a new car today and pay attention when you throttle, there's a split second before the car engines respond. Some of them has a bigger delay. And this may be the cause of why people are getting accidents, because it doesn't go and they step on it more and it takes off. Okay? So that's what you got to be careful about. And from what I understand, they're going to go into more electronics, like electronic steering. Excuse me, folks, but I don't. I would rather have the old-fashioned shaft steering instead of electric steering.
Why? What's wrong with electric steering?
Well, would you trust electric driving? I mean, the thing drive you home?
I don't know. You notice how people drive lately.
Oh,
I'm thinking it might be better.
Well, in that case, yeah, you might be right.
And then you see how people park their cars, too.
Oh, terrible.
Well, that's why maybe they need some car to help them park their car.
How did they get their driver's license?
I can't see it, how they can park outside of their stall and leave their car like that. Like, are you so lazy or, I don't know what
they have no care.
Where you won't re-park it?
Well, people have that mentality today. It's all over. It's not like the old days where people care. Today, no. Every man for himself, and that's wrong. It's really, really wrong. And that's why we have today road rage. And long ago, there was no such thing as road rage. We had drunk driving forever, but not the road rage. Okay? So, anyway, all cars, or a lot of cars, have what is called industrial fallout. Highly recommend to remove the industrial fallout before it damages your clear coating and damage your paint. Okay, so what is industrial fallout? When you wash your car, feel the surface. It should feel like glass smooth.
It feels gritty.
If it feels gritty, that is industrial fallout. And if you get the industrial fallout remover, which is a clay bar, and use that to remove the industrial fallout, look at the clay bar. It'll be rust. The clay bar removes all the industrial fallout from the paint, and it's rust particles. It's metal particles embedding itself into the paint. So, remove it. Save the paint. A lot of people don't do it. I don't know. I don't like it when I feel the surface and it's rough. I like it nice and smooth. But anyway, have you felt your surface on your car?
Yes, I need to clear it. You know, actually, when you clear it, it almost looks like you waxed it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Nice and smooth. But, you know, that's the good part. Now, if you have, what do you call that, shade. You know, a lot of people park the car and put the shade up on the windshield to block out the sun. Right?
Right, and what's wrong with that?
Well,
it helps keep the heat out.
There's a modern way of doing it. You take your car to Pro Tint Hawaii, okay, and you have Dwight over there put on this new film by 3M, okay, and that clear film that he puts on, it eliminates the heat. I saw that last year at the SEMA show, and it was amazing. They had all the tents up. You walk through this, like a hall, like a little hall, and the heat lamps were coming through. And the last one was, what do you call?
Some clear tent that you're walking through, but you can't feel the heat.
Yeah, there's no heat. So if you go to Pro Tint Hawaii and you ask him to demonstrate for you, and he'll be glad to do it, and a lot of people are doing it now, is they're having him install that clear tint. And Pro Tint Hawaii's number is 341-9798. 341-9798. And he's not a sponsor on the show, but I help people to make it easier. Because it's so humbug to put up the shade. Now, just think, if you don't have to do that, you park the car, lock it up, and go. To save time. Okay?
We have Barbara on the line.
Hi, Barbara.
George, you're talking about the clay bar. Well, I haven't waxed my car in 2 years.
Oh, my God. How'd you go?
I'm sure, you know, I got that thing. So if you use the clay bar, I don't know how you use it, but how often do you have to wash the car?
It kind of depends. When your car gets dirty and when you wash it, you can feel that grit on the
yes.
surface. And that's when you know you have to use that clear bar.
Unless you don't wash your car at all.
Yeah, I'm kind of lazy too.
It's kind of like, I think, probably every time you wash your car, you have to clear it.
That means it's once a month at least. Huh?
Yeah.
What?
If you're good at it.
You have to clear the car every time you wash it pretty much because of the fallout.
Oh, so every month you got to clear.
Well, I don't know. I wash my car. Every time I see it dirty, I wash it.
Well, maybe some of us don't even look at the car.
Well, I don't use the hose and wash it. I dry wash it.
Yeah, okay. With just a wet rag, right?
But then if you don't wax your car, I guarantee you're going to have that fallout stuck on your surface.
Yes.
So then the paint is going to come off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. Okay.
Cruelty to animals.
So how often do you have to wax the car?
Well, I recommend that when you feel the car surface feels sticky, your hand doesn't slide on it, it's time to wax.
Oh, even when it's dirty, just put your hand on it.
No, when it's clean.
Oh. So
and
after
you know,
clean it, then you wax it then.
Well, Barbara, a lot of companies, in fact, all of the wax companies have what is called a spray wash. You're waxing and washing at the same time. You spray it on, wipe off, and it's done.
Oh, but I thought you said it have to be the clay bar.
Well, if you do this all the time, you don't need a clay bar.
Oh.
Because the surface will be smooth, and the metal particles from the road just flies off.
It doesn't. Why you have a less wind resistance and you have
yes.
better mileage?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Anyway, that's what it's all about. And it's time again that we say, take care of each other, and please, don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.